What's up, Liron here. Thank you for joining me in another episode of my daily podcast. Yesterday, I missed an episode, unfortunately. Had a lot of other things to take care of, so I couldn't work on that. But I did want to share some interesting updates today, and I'll try maybe making today's episode a little longer to make up for yesterday. Had a lot of things to do and ended up not recording it. First off, I just want to say, if you're trying to do something consistently, anything at all, you know how it can be a challenge from time to time. The main thing is, if you missed one day, is to not blame yourself and then stop doing what you were doing, but rather forgive yourself and the next day continue, which is what I'm doing right now. So I want to talk to you about YouTube. I've been trying something a little different because, you know, I'm really trying to figure out this thing. The number of my subscribers goes up, but the views stay kind of stable and even decrease from time to time. Now, I decided to try something a bit different because I see other channels doing, well, it's like the normal thing to do, but I see other channels doing it and it seems to be working. And that is do a lot of real-time tutorials. So every time I do that kind of thing, like really real-time, narrated, explaining every step of the way of me painting, it gets a lot of favorable comments. And I was initially afraid of doing these things because the result was longer. I can't control the length, I can't do it at time-lapse, but what I figured was it really is hard for people to follow a time-lapsed video. So I decided to try out a quick process instead of the wet and wet tutorial that I was planning on doing last Saturday. I decided to do that instead. And what ended up happening was so many good, favorable comments that really enjoyed this type of thing. And I asked in the video, are you interested in me doing this for like a week or 2 weeks? And the overwhelmingly majority of comments said yes. So I'm giving this a shot. And today I recorded another video like that same thing, but this time it came out a little longer. So the video is about an hour and 7 minutes or an hour and 10 minutes. So quite long, which I didn't aim for. It adds a lot of complexities to the editing, and my computer, I never have enough space. So it gets slower. I tried exporting it once and it was a super heavy file and it takes time to upload to YouTube. So what I think I will do, and also for the viewers' sake, is try and do some more simplified scenes, or just work at them in a more simplified manner so that I can cram it in about, I don't know, 30 minutes, 40 minutes max, like the previous process that was 40 minutes. So that's something I'm playing around with, and we'll see how it goes. It seems like this process did get a little more views than usual. So around maybe 2,800, I think-ish, maybe 3,000. Now, the key with YouTube is to continue doing what works. So the next video, they will hopefully promote a little more, and then the next video a little more and a little more. So I'm trying to be consistent with it and see how it goes. Because, and I want to share here something. My goal with YouTube in general and all of that is just to leave a legacy behind me, to leave something great after me, and to know that I played a major role in helping a lot of people learn how to create, but also overcome a lot of mental challenges and difficulties when it comes to creation and creativity. So it all goes that way. So I want to expand beyond just watercolor tutorials. However, I do recognize the fact that in order to get there, I will try and leverage what I currently have, which is the attention around the tutorials. So if I grow that way, you know, I won't now just stop doing the tutorials and try and do like motivational videos or stuff like that. I will try growing in the way that works for me right now. And then later on, I can expand more and more. So that's the gist of it. I'm going to do what I'm competent in, what I'm good in currently, and not necessarily try to forcefully now start doing content that's maybe too much outside my competence zone or competence circle of competence. So that's the main update for today. So tomorrow is going to be the second video of me doing just pure real-time narrated demo. And the next one is going to be the same way. And the one after that will be also that kind of video. Because I really do want to give this a shot and try and do these kinds of videos for the next maybe 2 weeks or so. And see what kind of growth or momentum the channel gains. So I will keep you updated on that. And in another news story, I posted recently, you know, the last episode of Painting Masters, which I don't remember if it was 20 or 22 or 21. I reviewed paintings by Qian Chungwei. And he saw that it's so funny. Sometimes I will send the Painting Masters episode to the person that I'm talking about, like Alvaro Castaneda, Joseph Bukovic, you know, all of those. And I almost never get an answer. I sent it to Shari Blaukov, and she replied to me, and she was happy about it, or I don't even remember if... Oh, yeah. She told me that one of her followers sent it to her, so she saw it, and she thanked me. But none of them really showed that much excitement, if at all I got a reply. Now, Chen, I didn't even contact him. He doesn't have Instagram. He has YouTube, but I didn't even think about it. He's very active on Facebook, which is where I should have probably contacted him. But somehow he saw the video and he commented on the video and he shared it on his Facebook page or Facebook personal profile. I'm not sure. And it got like 600 likes and it got a lot of views from that. Like at least I think almost 2,000 views just from that, which was really nice. So that was so nice of him. And he's a really cool guy from the way he sounds like, at least when he writes. And so I'm really grateful for that. That's an interesting thing. It's funny how sometimes it just meant to work and sometimes it isn't. Like you can try and send your stuff to someone. Like if you're trying to make it as an artist and you paint celebrities, you can try and send it to them, but if the person's not open for that, they won't care, they won't reply, they won't even see it. But when the person is, you don't have to try too hard and it does get that recognition. So I'm just happy about that. So this is everything I wanted to talk about today. Bit of a challenging time for me, a lot of work, a lot of personal stuff to balance, so hopefully it will get better. And yeah, this is it. I hope everything goes well with you. I am curious to hear what you thought of this episode and if there are any other topics you want me to talk about more in depth here or on the longer form podcast, and which is now, this is basically it. It's a relatively longer episode. So let me know, drop me a message on Instagram or comment on YouTube or on Twitter or wherever, Facebook, and I'll be happy to talk about the things that interest you. So thank you so much. And I will talk to you again in another episode really soon.